Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hola and welcome to Maths Hysteria, a podcast all about Married at First Sight with me, comedian Omar Abid, my wife Claire Limmer Abid, and the reason I started with the Spanish inflection, a returning, reigning, defending, undisputed wedding celebrant. Sarah Clark.
Do you know what's disappointing? In Nicaragua, I didn't hear one person talk about Jack and Tori. I was there for 9 days. I didn't hear Timothy and Lucinda mentioned. It's like the locals didn't even care. Why are they not big in Nicaragua?
Well, I know you put on a few screenings, though, didn't you?
Yeah. Me and Johnny. We're such losers. Go to Central America and watch Maths.
Keep it up with Maths.
How was it? How was your holiday?
It was amazing. It was amazing. It was a really beautiful country, really fun to go somewhere different.
Yeah.
And no habla Espanol. I was doing terrible Spanglish all the way around. Yeah, it was incredible. And then those second voice notes I sent you, could you hear like crazy birds in the background?
Yeah.
There was all these like tropical birds. Better than the first one though, where I was in the toilet. Yeah, it was amazing. Thanks for waiting for me to come back. And not kicking me off.
We didn't change the locks.
What was the big takeaway I've seen on your social media was that long sleeve swimming.
I burnt my children.
With an iron.
I burnt my children. It's a punishment we do. Boomer parenting. No, I put factor 50 on them and we had little short sleeved wetsuits and kept reapplying factor 50 and they still burnt. But it's near the equator and I hadn't really factored that in. They ended up wearing wet pajama tops every day under their swimming costumes.
So long sleeves.
Like, I think some
swimming.
People would call them like rash vests, maybe.
Yeah,
like,
rash
anyway,
girls, yeah.
This is not a kid's holiday. Podcast,
but maybe I need one for next time we go on.
Well, this is because
you can get stylish ones.
We mentioned it last night, and you were like, "See, this is what happens when we go away. I put on factor 50 all the time,
so often, and I burnt so badly."
But my main takeaway was having a little visor. I loved that compared to having, because hats make my head really like sweaty, and you can't put your hair up.
I don't know how I'd get away with that with a fringe.
Oh yeah, you could do a little fringe.
Because it would go there, or it would go, and nobody can see this, sorry. It would go over the top, or the fringe would go over the top. So
oh, you could pull the fringe over the top, what a look!
I think that would be like, that would be
Claudia
fun.
Claudia Winkleman vibes.
This is instantly turned to fashion and stuff. Did you hear Claire and I talk about Lauren's?
Did you hear how I got nothing back?
That Lauren in the red dress was giving me like Jessica Rabbit. She looked stunning.
She did.
I've missed Lauren because she's
missed the dinner party. Well, before we get to these episodes, which are going to be like Lauren themselves, it's going to be fairly chaotic. Obviously, we've got to talk about last night.
Oh yeah.
Have you forgotten?
Oh my gosh! Well, it was so fun. Thank you if you came. We were just saying before we came on mic, the audience were amazing.
Yeah.
So that was you guys. The vibe was amazing. You asking brilliant questions, being very forgiving of the fact that we had a couple of small tech issues, but also the fact Mel couldn't be there in person.
Yeah.
Everyone was so kind about that because it was quite obviously not her fault. And she was on screen looking gorgeous, but like cuddled up, advised not to travel for her illness. And just, she was so good.
Yeah.
She gave us so many little tidbits.
She was brilliant. And the audience, you guys were amazing. It was like perfect. It was raucous but friendly.
Yeah.
And when we did have to fill Sarah was doing the filling while I was talking to the tech 4 or 5 minutes a couple of times. Just chatting about maths, which was fun.
I know. What could be more fun than just chatting about maths?
Exactly.
Yeah, well that's why we all do this. Yeah, an amazing night. We're still sort of processing it all out. We were a bit...
It was what I wanted because people were genuinely cheering and booing. And then my favourite part was like every time Timothy came on screen being a bit naughty, everyone was like, way! Because
we're
the bullshit police.
You know, there was a lot of laughter, wasn't there, that episode?
I was just
going to
say,
because
this is why people get into maths and you end up talking about with mates at work and all that kind of stuff. And it's a communal thing because I'd watched that episode already so I could pre-prepare some tweets. And watching it, I was like, oh, Lauren's not going to be there. It's an all right dinner party. Not one of the most explosive ones. It's fine. But then watching it in the room again with people, there was so much laughter.
Mm.
And all the clever editing they do, they'll show Tory fuming and then suddenly cut to Timothy laughing.
Because
they're just like naughty school children.
Yeah.
No.
Everyone laughed a lot watching it together.
I think the funniest part was Lucinda and Timothy being the naughty school children.
Yeah,
definitely.
Everyone was loving that.
That's
a different side to her.
Very funny.
So did you say for this, we're going to go through couple by couple?
I think so, because that's, firstly, we're mentally not in the right place to keep things in order, I don't think.
We're probably going to miss quite a bit of things.
Wednesday feels like about 3 years
ago.
Yeah,
it really does.
So I've got the tweets.
I was in Central America yesterday. Day before, I can't remember.
So I think the best way to try and make sure we don't miss anything is to talk about the different storylines and couples rather than do it episode by episode. And, you know, that way we'll go back and forth between the feedback episode and the dinner party.
Okay.
So I think the thing to start with, another big reaction last night, which wasn't laughter, Andy and Richie.
I was going to say, which wasn't laughter, Sarah stood up on her own. No one laughed. Absolute flop.
I did think you were going back to the event there. I was like, oh, did something bad happen that I missed?
Yeah, Richie and Andy.
Yeah.
Richie and Andy.
Well, it started feedback week.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ridge went to talk to Andy.
Oh, well, but even before that, they did the recreation of the vows.
Oh, God, yeah, the recreation. We got to see their wedding twice, having already seen it a few weeks ago.
We've sort of seen it three times, haven't we? They were cutting back and forward that much.
Well, they've got to fill 36 episodes.
I
so.
Know.
Yeah.
And it worked. It worked.
It sort of did.
It worked very temporarily.
It was a bit awkward when they did the dance and they did the jokey break off from the dance bit again. Mm. Like, it didn't feel quite as spontaneous. And also now that we don't like him as much, it wasn't as heartwarming as the first time they met. And we were like, oh, they both like cricket. They both like action movies. They both love coffee. This is going to be a goer. And then, but yeah, it seemed to bring them back on a little bit.
Yeah,
Why was she so swayed by Ridge?
It was a massive turnaround there.
It was really
I mean, firstly, he just spoke at her.
Whenever I say someone can't get a word in edgeways, I get this like devil on my shoulder. You're talking about yourself.
Well, he just waterboarded her with stuff like,
I feel
like you wear the pants, and then she'd try and answer and go, that's just the way I see it.
I'm not trying to interrupt you, but I'll just say this as well.
But it was strange because she was feeling like lighter and happier. And then I don't feel like Ridge said anything massively hard hitting.
No.
But it completely wobbled her again. And I was like, why are you letting him wobble you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys.
I do think, though, it was that conversation with Richie that threw everything off.
Yeah, when she went back.
Because if she'd communicate, she was communicating to him what Ridge had said.
Yeah.
Which I think they could have figured out together.
Yeah.
But then he went down the line of, well, I don't believe you. Well, you've just made that up. Well, you know, so then it just exploded from there, didn't it?
It went from, how did Ridge come to his conclusion?
Yeah.
To then Andrea saying, you've said these things again twice more since you said you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And him saying,
I didn't.
I didn't. I think you're making things up, which is like the worst thing you can say
in a
discussion.
Said that.
It's like, you're just flat out lying.
Yeah.
Is an insane thing to say unless you can sort of, you know, how can she? She's not keeping track and noting down all these things. But to be fair, you would probably feel like she did have a bit more detail.
She needed to give some. But if you love and care about someone, and she said that, and you were Richie, you'd say, I love you. I really can't remember that happening, but I trust you. I know you wouldn't lie to my face, and so I'm really sorry. I don't remember it. But you wouldn't be like, you're lying.
Yeah.
Because that's just like a bit gaslighty.
Yeah. And this is what doesn't make sense. He says he adores her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so into her, and he's way more into her than she is into him. But then he'll also say, but I think you're just making things up. I think you're just lying. So mm-hmm. if you really love and adore someone, do you really also believe they're just lying?
I know.
I think, you?
I think, though, and I'm going to play devil's advocate on some of this.
Devil's avocado, go on then. Yeah.
But if it's such a big issue that it's rocked their relationship the first time you did it, when he's done it the second time, why don't you just say there and then, Richie, like, why are you talking like that again?
Let alone the third time.
I think she gets quite embarrassed.
Yeah, but okay, maybe not like that instant, but that night.
No, I know. I feel like with him, and I don't know if this is fair or not, he keeps harking back to when it was like a more sexual relationship.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's very caught up in like the physical side. And he's, actually it was put really well by, I think it was Tristan saying, you're quite blinkered.
Yeah.
Tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. And I think he does get this tunnel vision of like, me and Andy need to get back to when it was really good, when it was really good. And when it was really good, they were having sex four times a day and they were really into each other. But he's leaving the emotional side to flail and he's not supporting her in how she feels. He just wants to magically click his fingers and it's back to them being really physical. That's what it feels like. And it's just, he's not putting in the work of helping her get back to that point.
Yeah.
He just wants it to magically happen.
Yeah.
It felt like when they were speaking at the table and it got really horrible, it did feel like they just weren't listening to each other. And I'm on Andy's side, but when she said, you're worse than my exes, that just felt like she was trying to hurt him, lashing out, and she didn't quite mean it. And what I wanted her to say was, okay, I didn't mean that, but I'm hurt, I'm lashing out. Can we please can you hear me? But then he took that and he just ran with it and was fine, this conversation is over.
Oh, no.
He almost said this relationship
I think,
is over.
Yeah.
Because what she said was hurtful, but I don't think she meant it.
No.
I think she meant, you keep saying that it's triggers from my past, but it's also you. You are also mistreating me. You need to see that. And that's why she lashed out.
Yeah, that's the problem, is he just isn't seeing
He thinks he's Mr. Perfect. Because I think he keeps saying, oh, on the couch, the experts have said, I'm not him.
Yeah.
It's like, but you are acting.
Andy, that's not the case. That's not the case. But also, again, devil's avocado. Sitting down in front of someone and saying, right, if you listen to me now for the next 7 minutes.
No, that was so precise. It was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Yeah. And she'd written it all down as well, which was a bit Ben.
It was a bit
like
weird.
All these things I hate about you.
Yeah. I didn't, that whole incident with them chatting, it just, nobody was getting anywhere.
No. What do we think really happened, though?
How do you mean?
You know, like, she's saying, I heard you say these things. He's saying, I have never said those things since you told me not to.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening there?
I think
he said something similar and she's like heard it as the same thing?
Yeah.
It seems like such a mismatch. I can't imagine either of them lying, really.
We saw an example of it if we flip forward to the dinner party, because he kept saying her ex relationships and she has said, I don't want you to talk about those anymore. And he even said, I know she doesn't like me talking about this, but...
Yeah.
So it's almost like we see examples of him saying things she's asked him not to.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Like those other... when she said, oh, you've done it twice more, I can't think of what those are.
Yeah.
But I do believe that he would have.
I wonder if he said something that to her is just so similar.
Yeah.
But because he's so black and white, to him he hasn't said those words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's maybe, like they're both right. But
I know what you mean. It seems odd to for them to be at such polar opposites of the thing, because you would think, and if it was someone different than Richie, you might go, like, if you'd said it to me, I might say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't, I might have said something similar and not sort of realise that you would find that offensive.
Yeah.
But he's like you say, black and white.
I think one of the most important things you can do in a relationship, look at me with my advice, and it's for any relationship, like friendship, romantic, is give people the benefit of the doubt. If you love somebody, give them the benefit of the doubt. So say, that sounded weird, did you mean it like that?
That
sounded really hurtful, you can't amend that because I know you love me. And so that neither of them are really giving each other the benefit of the doubt. And then he goes off on one of like, oh, well, I'm just very robust in how I talk and I'm very rambunctious. And I'm like, well, I get it. Like, he does get overexcited. And like the licking comment that we keep coming back to, I think he was an excited schoolboy that they were having this like wild sex life and they are the oldest couple.
Yeah.
I think he was proud that they were having the wildest sex. He humiliated her and he needed to do the work to gain her trust back, which he just hasn't done. We haven't seen him do any of that. He keeps getting really like grumpy and almost what's the word? Like, he deserves for the sex life just to be back. Like, he's
like entitled.
Entitled.
Yeah, definitely. This is what I've kind of felt from him from the beginning. I'm actually a little surprised that it's gone as far as it has.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh, there's something that I don't quite like about this guy. But I feel with the way he's interacted over the last few episodes, I've been like, you're very entitled and very defensive and not self-aware.
No, and it's almost like he has a narrative in his head of like, I'm a good guy. And anything that shakes that, it's the entitlement of like, well, how dare you say that? You've said I'm a good guy. Mm. So now how can you be saying I'm not? Like, and so black and white.
Yeah.
Which one is it, Andy? Yeah. You said I was a good guy. And she's like, well, you're not acting like it right now. And when he said you're not into me, and she's like, I've never been less into you than I am right now.
God. Yeah.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't see it coming back to a healthy place.
Do you think they'll leave? It's commitment ceremony next episode, isn't it?
I think he'll say stay. I think depends on what happens before then. If they've had a bad day, I think she might leave.
I think she's going to leave.
If he gives her like a good day on Monday or Sunday, she might say stay.
I think they're both going to leave.
I think they might go.
Because I think he's switched off now. Although they were holding hands, weren't they?
I know, that was a bit weird. Dinner party.
I was surprised by that.
I was like, the producers are gone. Can you hold hands? That is a hard... Like, we're all stubborn at heart when we're having an argument, and it's quite difficult to hold hands with somebody that you're in that moment communicating.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of KFC?
I've never had a KFC.
Are you fucking kidding?
No.
Never in your whole life?
No.
Go on a picnic.
How have you managed that?
Go on a picnic with Eden.
It'll be free.
And they kept like turning the bucket to make sure you could get the advertising.
Hang on. Have you had a McDonald's?
I've had a few McDonald's.
Okay. Have you had a Burger King?
When I was younger.
Okay.
What
else is on this list that I need to ask her?
I love crap food, don't get me wrong. Like, all I eat is chocolate. But I don't know.
Okay. I mean, we would never get a KFC. The whole time we've been together, we've never got a KFC.
No.
I'm sort of semi-vegetarian.
I mean, no chucks for you.
That's why she's never eaten the meat platter when she comes around.
You got to put the salami in.
That charcuterie board goes to waste every week.
The product placement is hot and heavy this season. Because this is my favourite season of math so far, but it's clunky in places.
Yeah, the bit it was cut out for the UK viewers, one of the best bits was them ordering an Uber.
Yeah.
With Sarah.
Was that why nobody laughed last night?
Yeah.
I made a joke about it at the live event and it like felt like a sack of spuds.
Because bless you, Omar said about KFC and Kit Kats.
Yes.
Which I think we've had on the UK. But Uber, I don't think
we've had. As you were doing
everybody
it,
in the audience like confused face.
I was just ordering an Uber and they were like, mm-hmm.
I took a second. As I clocked you doing it while I was whispering with the tech guy about the stuff, I clocked you doing it. I was like, I'm just going to enjoy this for a second.
Died on my feet.
I didn't get it on film.
I can take it. I'm not a professional comedian. I'm just a hobbyist.
Well, yeah, you didn't let it rattle you. You only cried a bit.
Called myself an Uber and out I was.
Well, yeah, it's Sarah. They're getting ready for a dinner party and Tim shouts through, I'm nearly ready. And Sarah goes, I'm going to order an Uber then through the Uber app.
I know, it was really
funny. Yeah, I don't think I saw that. Because I watched that one on telly, not in advance.
And then, like, the sponsored KFC date.
Yes.
It was just a bit much. I think there's ways of doing subtle product placement and there's ways of it looking just a bit silly.
Yeah.
I used to work in advertising. That was my job one of my jobs, to find ways to put things in.
Right.
Well, the Kit Kat people have done well.
Yeah.
Although that's tailed off as the series has gone on. Yeah. KFC's taken over.
They maybe must have eaten the whole box.
Yeah.
I mean, this shows how much we actually have to say about Jaden and Eden themselves, doesn't it?
Well,
as a couple.
I don't normally watch the spoilers, but because you had them playing last night in the event, it looked like there was trouble in paradise.
The commitment ceremony, it looks like. So I think, because we debated, was that whole... Jaden saw the messages accidentally. We suspect that was actually real then.
It was hard to tell.
Yeah.
One part was staged, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I got what you guys were saying.
Well, you said you think the bit on the grass was staged because he had actually seen the messages in private, by accident, whatever. So maybe it did cause a lot of conflicts of how they should handle it.
I think you're probably right, because if he hadn't seen them over her shoulder, she might have never told anyone, because she's very conflict averse.
Right.
So if she knew Sarah had done something, I think she would have just kept it to herself, girl code. And I think the arguments must have spiraled when Jaden saw him was like, right, well, he's very bullshy. Right, yeah. You've got to do something about this. And she would have been like, I don't want to do anything about this.
Yes, we're in the right about
it. Is he starting to wind you up?
I think he means well, but it's that hero complex of like, I think he thinks he's saving the day every time. And it's like, you're just making things worse. And like, just chill out. And I do think, although I'm not, obviously not Team Tory, I think she had a point of like, our sex life is our sex life. People keep talking about it. And it does piss me off because there's worse things that are going on with Jack and Tory than them not sleeping together. Them not sleeping together is probably a good thing at this point because he's not into her. So people need to leave that alone. The same way that like, you know, Timothy and Lucinda quite clearly aren't sleeping together. They've had one little peck and everyone was so excited. It's not about...
Well, true. Yeah, like people haven't been on at Tristan and Cassandra.
Yeah.
Like what, week three, why haven't
I think it's because obviously Jack's gone on and on about the sexual spark. Yeah. But I think people need to find other things to warn Tori about and to talk about rather than just keep like raking through, have you had sex? Have you had sex? Like everything hangs on like this one night.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jaden is one of those people who keeps raking up some of that sort of not really helpful detail.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like him and sometimes I think like him and Eden are one of the only couples doing well. But sometimes I'm like, oh, and also I keep remembering his bloody indiscretion from before. And that can't have been that long ago because we were wondering when he was like 21.
Yeah.
But then he said it was his last relationship.
Yeah, he's only 27 or something, isn't he?
Yeah.
So yeah, it can't have been that long ago.
He's not old. He went on the where they did the partner swap thing with Tori.
Oh yeah.
And that was awkward because he was just
straight in there, wasn't he? I mean, I don't think they even had a coffee or anything at that point. And he was just like, right, I'm here to tell you about your relationship.
And the problem is it does come across as smug. Yeah. And I think that's when I can get on Timothy's side of being like, I'm not letting some 27-year-old tell me. Like it's like if you're gonna be that self-assured and give people and dish out the advice, you've got to do it with a little bit more grace. Rolling in, throwing punches.
And Tori was another person who says something. I know it's one-off quotes and things, but I quite enjoy it at this point where people say things which makes it seem like they just totally don't understand the experiment, where she said, I'm not going to leave my career of 6 years for a stranger. Well, you signed these contracts.
That is literally what you did.
Oh my god, it's so true.
She said that a few times.
And you're like, I'm not going to discuss our relationship. It's like, well, this is exactly what this program is.
A little minor thing that she does which annoys me is, and we've all got these vocal tics and phrases which we use. I mean, I edit this podcast and the number of times I hear myself saying, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm from Manchester. but she always says, as a sarcastic little coda to a thing, she'll say, and I love that for you.
Love that for you.
Fucking
that's quite Gen Z.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Love that for you.
I hear a few things like that.
And you had to explain to me the going postal, didn't you?
Yeah, a few people put that online. Do you know what that is?
I felt like I knew the vibe, but not the like...
What it is that in America at some point, I don't even know over what period of time, there were postal workers who, just because they're so stressed, it's like, you know, people say certain jobs have the highest suicide rates and things like that.
Podcasters. So stressful.
they would then commit these violent acts and kill people and then themselves or whatever.
Whoa.
So it became into common parlance in America of
oh,
like
no, I
going,
didn't know that at
postal.
All.
I had no idea what she was talking about.
No, okay.
No, completely. It's not just like she didn't mean I'm going to go postal as in just bob around in cargo shorts with your headphones in. Popping those red slips through your door. Just leave it behind the fence.
Just post random letters through people's doors.
That makes more sense.
I mean, posting random letters through people's doors. Yeah. Very good, Claire.
Thank you.
And then, like, pulling a hammy, rolling back.
Well, the flip side of that partner swap thing was some of the grossest flirting I've seen.
Oh, no. I don't GCG. Even want to talk about
Absolutely
it. I can't bear
disgusting.
It.
Disgusting. So, obviously, I feel for Jade being told you have to go meet up with him.
Oh.
I just wish that she hadn't been quite so giggly.
This is what you said,
because it encourages him. And I don't know how I would be, because sometimes you want an easy life, and sometimes with really awkward, annoying men, you do laugh at their jokes just to keep the peace. And like, as I'm getting older, less and less. But when I was her age, I would sit next to someone on a bus just not to be awkward. I'd laugh at someone's jokes. I'd give someone my number just not to be awkward. You do things as a young girl to just keep the peace. And Jack is a horrible presence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, but I love that she then used what she got.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a gross.
It was horrible. I hated it.
No, maybe the other side of that is that maybe we all talk shit about Jack, but if he sat in front of you, maybe he is that charismatic and overwhelming.
No, he's a Christmas ham.
No, Omar, no. Glazed, he's glazed.
Like, obviously, there's an element of Jade. I'm not saying this because I actually think Jade's good, but there might be an element of like, oh, well, he doesn't fancy Tori, but he clearly fancies me. There might have been a little part of her that was like ticking that box.
Yeah.
But I think she's very into Ridge. She didn't like have any loyalty to Jack afterwards. She was willing to like throw him under the bus, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And she wasn't like fully playing up to him, but like me and Johnny were even discussing the outfit she went in, because she went in a very booby outfit and I was like, don't give Jack that view, just go wearing like a habit.
So I know. You're in the top three best looking couples. I can read you.
Oh, that was horrible. He put couples in there so that he could get away with it, like, rather than just saying you're one of the best looking girls.
I know.
He put the word couples in.
I know.
So he could just say, no, I was talking about the men as well.
I know. It's
oh, my God.
He's just horrible.
Ask him to do the photo ranking with all the men. where are you putting Richie?
But she,
that was awful. Yeah. I hated it.
But yeah, you're right. She brought it back up when at the dinner party and everyone's getting on at Tori again, and she was being annoying. I want to reiterate again.
I know.
I don't care. What was the word you used last night? Bullish.
She can be really bullish. And when we started to feel sorry for Tori, I have to remind myself, she's said some pretty nasty things herself, like the stuff she said about Cassandra. The fact that like people are trying to help her, and she's so... That's what makes me think, is she in it for the TV time? Because it's quite obvious that Jack doesn't like her. She hears constantly the things he said about her behind her back.
Yeah.
And obviously, I don't want to victim blame. Like, he is gaslighting her. He is manipulating her. All of that stuff. And it's pretty obvious. But I think part of her understands that he is.
Mm. Yeah,
and is willing to put up with it to be one of these power couples.
It's not victim blaming, because I don't think she's a victim.
She keeps saying she's not. But there is an element where he must be manipulating her to have her singing off his hymn sheet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back to Jack and Tori, I think, later when we talk about the argument with Timothy. Before we move off Jade, what about Ridge's tea that he made for her?
Oh, my word.
There's been a lot of tuna and rice this year.
What a piss take.
Blummin' heck.
That is a piss take.
He lives at home. He has all his food done
for him. At least she gave him 3 out of 10. Like, if she'd given him 9 out of 10, I would have been more annoyed.
Yeah.
But, like... she's asked you to do the cooking once, like, make a bit more effort.
A little bit more. Come on.
That was shit.
It was shocking.
It was.
Was that only this week?
Yeah, that was.
Seems like that was ages ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. He cleaned the bathroom.
Cleaned the bathroom, which is the first time he's ever cleaned a bathroom. That's what
he lives with his parents, does he?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's only 27. I got 26. Oh no, his age changed.
Yes, it was his birthday.
It like ticked over to 28. Yeah. Actually, I think you should know how to clean a bathroom at 28.
I think you should have done it at least once.
Yeah. And you should know how to cook, like, just a jacket potato. Or even, like, reheat a curry or something. Because, like, tuna and rice. She's not a bodybuilder. Actually, she does love the gym. Maybe that was a good one for her. What did he put on it? Did he put, like, mayo on it or something?
Mayo, and then it looked like he had some sriracha.
Oh, man.
Gross.
I said to you, even pasta, tuna and cheese would have been better than that. I was a proper student. Dish, wasn't it? Even that would have been better.
Beans on toast, surprisingly
baked
healthy.
Baked potato with beans.
Yeah, a little bagel with, not bagel, bagel, or dog. A little bagel with smoked salmon.
Exactly.
There's easy things to make that are a little, like sprinkle a bit of, you know, chef's. Yeah, chef's kiss.
What are you doing, cocaine?
I'm doing the
Salt Bay.
Salt Bay, yeah.
Salt Bay. Fucking idiot, Salt Bay.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A few people have been asking if we're going to use last night's live show as a podcast episode. We weren't sure what we were going to do with it because it sort of depended how things went on the night. And unfortunately, we're not going to share it. The reason being, because of these minor tech issues, which weren't, wasn't anything major. The sound was just a bit dodgy for a few minutes until the tech sorted it. But because of my blind panic, I forgot to press record on the Zoom. It was like, it was a really good night, interspersed with moments of terror.
Yeah.
We were just stood there going, oh my God, this is all going to collapse and we're just going to have to, everyone's going to go home pissed off.
I was running high on the three Diet Cokes I had from the free. There was a fridge in the green room Cokes. I had three of them in a row. I couldn't sleep last night. So I was just blissfully ignorant.
Also, I did enjoy that. As much as we wanted to talk about certain things, we didn't give ourselves a script. About 30 seconds before we went on stage, I turned to Sarah and said, I'm going to throw you a curveball when we first go on.
I'm so confused.
Proceeded to do an O.J. Simpson joke.
I didn't know he died. Yeah. So I just thought, I misheard you as well. I thought you said something like O.J. Simpson's been released. And I was like, I thought he was already out. And then I realised you said he died. Yeah. Anyway.
The juice is loose.
The juice is
not
loose.
Not anymore, he's dead. Jono.
Jono. Jono was there.
Jonatone.
Jonatone.
Jono had a haircut. Pre-dinner party.
Oh, yeah, he was looking quite shaved, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. It's sweet that they've been in constant contact.
Yeah.
Mm. I'd be texting Lauren if I had her number. Hoping for some delicious memes. I think she'd be good on the old tagging you in funny reels.
Yeah, she would definitely want to know what's going on there as well. Yeah.
They seem to have pulled it back to quite... it's probably more of a friendship.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's romantic, but they seem to have, like, a decent working relationship.
Mm-hmm. Before all of this... working relationship, yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Before all of this Sarah cheating thing, we've got to talk about Sarah and Tim as well, actually. I've just realised that.
Yeah.
I remember saying that they seem to like each other enough that to sort of go through the process...
And then say leave at my final vows.
Yeah, or maybe just break up soon after or something like that. And I sort of feel the same, although I like them a lot more, I sort of feel the same about Jono and Lauren. I sort of don't mind that they'll probably coast to the end, not really develop their own relationship, but they'll be there and then they'll probably say
who,
no
who
at final
did you mean at the beginning? Sorry, I thought you were talking about Jono and Lauren.
No, I meant Tim and Sarah. Like, I think they, now that he's already sort of folded.
Right.
I think they will find each other suitable for a short period of time, enough to get through the rest of the process,
right.
Maybe slightly beyond.
Yeah.
And then that'll be it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to implode now.
Okay.
Well, we'll come to them because I've got thoughts on them. Right. But yeah, I think Jono and Lauren, it's very yin and yang. So it's whether or not they want a yin to their yang because they're so different.
Yeah.
But they seem to find like common ground.
Yeah.
But we've not seen them find common ground. They just came to the commitment ceremony last week in their blue shirts.
Yeah. That common ground. Matching blue shirts. And the common ground is the hatred for Jack. Well, is it? Because Jono flip-flops all over the place about that. But they seem to have enjoyed kind of gossiping about them.
I know,
and getting those questions together and slugging them off a bit.
He spoke quite warmly of her when she was away and he was like, oh, she'll like to hear all the dirt. Like, that was quite sweet. But no, I don't particularly hold out loads of hope for them.
No.
No. Go on then. Tim and Sarah.
Well, she is playing the like perfect little girlfriend role now to prove to him, well, not even that, she's not even doing it that well because she's still so selfish. But when he said, oh, she's showing me her warmer side, or she's being more affectionate, all that sort of stuff, it does feel like it's a bit of an act to prove to him that she could be trusted.
Mm.
And like if she hadn't shown him, it feels like it's a new side to her that he's seeing. What, in 9-10 weeks, however long it's been, if there hadn't been that lovely, warm, affectionate side, is this a true side of her that she's showing, or is it just her working really, really hard, like a swan, and then paddling underneath?
Yeah.
What is the real her, basically? Mm, is the real her somebody, like she's being accused of at the dinner table, somebody who's just trying to repair her reputation, doesn't really care about Tim?
Mm-hmm.
Or does she care about him? This has been a wake-up call. Like, if we were going to give her the credit, has this been a wake-up call? She's showing a warmer side because it's a true side of her?
Mm-hmm.
Or is she just playing the part he wants her to play?
I think the real her is the one who...
I need a glass of wine!
I need to leave now!
Who, when he was about to say something, interrupted him, then forgot what she was saying,
yeah,
and then was annoyed that she had been you know, that she couldn't remember, even though he was the one who was speaking.
Yeah,
and she was very defensive. I think that's her.
Yeah. Do you think we show our true selves when we're under pressure? You know, like it says, if you really want to know someone, meet them when they've got bad Wi-Fi.
Well, that seems harsh.
So is it like, are we seeing the true Sara when she's really like rattled? And she's very selfish. When she's rattled, she never checks in on Tim.
Yeah.
She gets very defensive. But when it's calmer and she's all kissy-kissy and, like, she's happy to play that part, I am being very cynical because I don't
think... Well, the whole thing, it's like, you know, because it can go either way. Like, pressure makes diamonds is the common common phrase. But it's also, well, pressure makes feces as well. So it's all compacted.
Oh,
wow.
Can I have a diamond instead, please? If I have to pick one.
Some people become the worst version of themselves. Yeah. And other people, like, show their true inner grit and, you know.
True. Yeah. But I'm being very cynical about her, though, because it's like, he gave her that little list. I mean, in fairness to her, I'll say one thing. I get pissed off on this show when there's clear instructions and people don't do it. Because it's something very, very simple. He said to her, please, can you just... like brush my shoulder, touch my knee, hold my hand. We've seen her we've seen her hold his hand, give him little kisses, and that's what he asked for. So to give her credit, that's something we never saw from Tristan, we never saw from Timothy, you know, the things when people were given those little instructions and they just didn't do it. At least she's doing that, even if it's fake.
yeah that's the thing. It feels like conniving just to...
I know. And he's so sweet and good looking and lovely. Why is he taking breadcrumbs?
On the one hand, I feel I don't like him as much as I'm like, mate, why do you want to take her back? I sort of feel bad for him and also annoyed at him at the same time.
Yeah.
But then I also respect when he said at the table, like, so he's sort of saying what Tori has said, but I just, maybe it's because I like him more, or he says it in a nicer way. He was still assertive, though. Look, it's our relationship.
Yeah.
I've decided we're going to move on together. It's about what I want, not what you guys want.
Yeah.
Thank you for your input. Jaden, you've done your bit. Pack it in now. You know, I respected that, but it's still not the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I think he's getting like the nicest side of her he's ever had, though, so he doesn't want to throw that away, because apologetic Sarah is the nicest her. Mm-hmm. Her working really hard this week has been the best it's ever been. So why would he... He's not going to write leave when she's given him, like, her loveliest side.
Yeah, exactly. But how long's that going to last for?
I know,
for?
Well, yeah, and I do, yeah.
Till the solstice.
Yeah, I do wonder whether he's just giving her this one chance, and if she was to do something else, he'd write leave. I like to think he's got that self-awareness.
Yeah.
Because he does seem to be quite emotionally intelligent.
He does.
Mm.
And he'll say things to her like, no. He does stand up for himself.
Yeah.
It's not like he's been completely walked over. So I like to think that if, you know, something else came out about her, or she like flared up or something, he'd be like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think.
I think
we
so.
We shall see.
It's just whether the, as Jaden put it, the ticking time bomb will go off before the series ends or not.
Yeah.
Which I want it to, because I would like to see him pin her off.
Yeah.
But she's probably got enough about her to hold it together until...
Well, it's only, what, two weeks? 3 weeks? What?
Two and a bit,
right.
I think.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they've both said that there's that real, like, chemistry there as well. And there's a lot to be said for, like, when you have that, when you really fancy somebody, you do forgive them quite a lot because you really want to be with them.
Yeah, but that feels one-sided.
I know.
In that, I think Tim... really fancies Sara, and I think she likes him, but I don't know if she really is that bothered.
I know, because if she really fancied him, because when you fancy someone, it's normally quite immediate. Like, obviously these things can grow, we've all heard about the slow burn, but it's normally quite immediate. And she was choosing to spend weekends away from him constantly, so I don't think if you fancied somebody and they gave you butterflies, you'd be like, nah, not, I don't want to hang out with you at all this weekend, I want to puppy sit quotation marks sitting on someone's face. But I just think, if she really fancied him, there'd be much more willingness from her side to, like, spend time with him, cuddle up, whatever.
So
I do agree. Ultimately, I think it's a bit of an act.
Yeah. Let's go to the final couple, and I want to start with a quote. I'll own everything. I call everyone dickheads behind their back and to my face. Timothy.
Oh.
Excellent. The bullshit investigators.
How cute. It's so funny because it was a really different side to Lucinda.
Very, very.
But she was aware that it was a different side, and she referenced it a few times of like, I'm normally so om shanti shanti. And the fact that she knew she was being a bit naughty, and even like when they were chatting at the bar and he was saying like, oh no, I like everybody, why are you such a slacker? It's like, I know, why have we switched roles? It was very sweet, it was very playful. Yeah. And you could see that he was, it's almost like they've rubbed off on each other.
Yeah.
And she was taking on some of his sarcasm and silliness, and mm-hmm. he was taking on some of her like deeper opening up, being yeah. genuine.
I think it was within the right range though, because although it might not be something she would normally do, she was still saying, well, I'm justifying it by saying this stuff is all factual, and yeah. I think it would be helpful. We've been a bit cheeky with the language,
yeah.
but hopefully they will take it in the right way.
Because she owned it, and she yeah. owned up to it. And she, if you're going to be cheeky and naughty, she did it in the most kind way she could
yeah.
have.
Yeah.
She wasn't being completely out of, but she panicked a tiny bit. You know,
yes.
You know, when Eden said, oh, it was a bit chaotic, it was a bit, what did you say, hectic?
Uh-huh.
And was it too much? You know, when Lucinda said, oh, was it too much? That was yeah. before she'd owned up that it was her. She looked like yeah. she was panicking.
Even when they were writing, in it, she was saying, oh, I'm feeling a bit mean, and Tim was like, yeah. that nah. feeling's not in me.
part of me did wonder if he was being a bad influence on her,
because
she is so lovely. But I liked that he saw a side of her that could be playful and could be, I mean, we've seen her be playful, that's the wrong expression, but could be a
mischievous.
Bit cheeky, mischievous, exactly.
I think Ridge letting slip, or I don't think he really let slip, he sort of did it on purpose, didn't he, because he's got no loyalty to Jack, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, yeah, I've been asking other people, and like Jack, for example, says he thinks your relationship is fake.
Yeah, I think that was him getting back at Jack for spending what, however long, an hour or two flirting with Jade.
Right.
Over drinks.
Maybe. So he set
Timothy
on him.
Right.
I wonder what Jade
said. Bullshit police on
yeah,
them.
I wonder what Jade said when she came back from that date. Do you yeah. think she was like, oh, he was a bit of a sleaze?
Yeah.
Ridge,
yeah.
Do you think Ridge got annoyed, or do you think Jade was like, it didn't bother me, like, I don't like, I don't know.
I think he probably just thought, nah, I don't like Jack, I'm going to get back at him, and that was the perfect way to do it.
That's sort of a side question in reference to an earlier couple of Tim and Sarah. I saw somebody put on Twitter, what I want to know is, did Eden lend her that top?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah.
She probably did, yeah, yeah.
Because I thought it was interesting you'd say that if Jaden hadn't seen the messages, she would have
Eden
just kept it to herself.
Because I think Eden looked so troubled that she had to say it. She was being forced to do so.
Right, yeah.
But coming back to Lucinda and Timothy, that was the best we've ever seen them.
Yeah.
United on their silly little mission. And also, like, this is why I wondered if he was being a bad influence, because every time he said something, she played, so she was like, so we won't say it's us. He went, yeah, we will. And she went, oh, okay, let's get on the same page. It was almost like
it's going to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was almost like she was really trying to, like, prove herself to be fun enough for him, or to be mischievous enough for him. I don't know. Yeah, It worked.
I know what you mean. It was kind of this, right? It was fun and playful, and it wasn't too serious. And if it wasn't Tori and Jack who, you know, think everything is a massive attack on their relationship, yeah. any other couple probably would have just been like, oh, this is funny, you know.
But I don't know.
To a greater extent than they were.
What happened was Timothy saw a new side to her, I think, that I saw a twinkle in his eye for the first time, potentially, like you say, like quite fancying her, maybe.
At the bar, that was nice, like kind of flirty.
Yeah, totally flirty.
It was, I also enjoyed another little quote, because it is about getting closer to Lucinda, but he also loves to rile Jack.
So
the whole thing of, you know, we'll finally got him in a corner. He's got enough bronzer on to slide out of any situation.
I think he might have meant fake tan. Bronzer's often powder.
Bronzer's a powder. But I love that. Like, you know, when you've had your eyelashes done and your partner's like, your eyebrows look different, or like your fringe, and you're like, I haven't got a fringe.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
You got eyeshadow on your cheeks.
So they brought it up. Lucinda said it's all a bit orcs and dorks.
But that's what I mean about her. Like, she's so, you can't not like her. Even when she's doing something that's questionable, she does it so kindly and so gently that it's always still in the right tone.
Yeah.
She's like, right, let's get this out. This is so orcs and
dorks. I was glad it was her that, like, said, right, come on then. We all know what the elephant
she
in
totally
the room
owned
is.
It.
Let's talk about it then.
And then we went through the whole thing with Jaden and Tori and her saying, I'm going to reiterate again, I don't care about what anyone thinks apart from Jack. And then Jade stepped in.
That was brilliant. Jade hasn't had much screen time.
No, she's good though, isn't she?
That was a brownie point for her, because she did it really calmly, really well. She didn't shy away from it, because mm-hmm. I was thinking, oh, I'd find that quite awkward if yeah. it was a one-on-one and then you've got to report back and Jack's going to deny it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jack was so funny because he thinks he's so clever. Yeah. He was like, yeah, I did meet Jade. We're like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, yeah. He started off telling you stuff that we already know.
It was literally a task.
He just replied it. He just repeated back what she said, yeah. thinking he was adding something, yeah. Like, yeah. providing an explanation. What is Tori hearing when he's speaking? Because he basically said, I don't fancy you. Mm-hmm, and she hears what? What does she hear? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's bizarre at this point.
Yeah.
Timothy just straight up asked her, how does it make you feel?
How do you think it makes you feel?
How do you want it to make you feel?
Yeah,
I know. It doesn't matter what I want. How do you feel about it? And then, but Jack intervened as well, going, how do you think it makes it? How do you think I feel?
I know.
She feels how I feel. Well, she might not.
But also, he's always about you. He always makes it about himself.
Yeah.
But this is not a rhetorical question. I want to know, what does she hear? When he insults her or belittles her and she just... I know that it must hurt deep down somewhere, but what does she hear when he says, like, I don't have a spark? He's saying, yeah, we have a spark to her. And then he's saying they don't to everyone else. She hears it reported back. Everyone corroborates it.
Yeah.
That he has said that.
Mm-hmm.
And does she just not believe? Does she think Jade's lying? Does she think Jack's secretly in love with her, but finds it hard? What does she think? Was she just on the show to be on for the show as long as possible?
I think it's that. It has to be that, because there's no other logical...
But she thinks they're like a power couple.
Yeah, and she said, we've got a strong sexual connection.
Maybe it's like Hillary and Bill Clinton, where they agree that it's like an open relationship, but that they're the power.
I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, because I sort of agree with you that, you know, it's up to them how much they want to disclose. But maybe they're doing bits.
Sometimes it looks like she's absolutely... Sometimes it looks like she's absolutely crushed.
Uh-huh.
But she's just got a thick skin in terms of how she presents herself.
Yeah.
But she's heard this like 10 times. She's heard like 10 times that he fancies other people
mm-hmm.
or that, you know, there's other good looking girls. Even when they did the photo ranking, because I think he put her top, didn't he? But I think he even put a top joint or something.
God, I can't remember.
But I remember him saying like, oh, you're up there with lots of...
Convince your husband why you're hot.
Oh, that was horrible. So I think he gives her these little nuggets, maybe, every now and then, but they're not enough.
He's definitely not giving her the nuggets.
Or the Captain's sausage. Well, I just want to know what she's hearing. I'd love to be in her head. Is she in her head going, yeah, he's done it again, but I'm just going to stick it out and try and get like an OnlyFans, try and get like a Pretty Little Thing. Is she just thinking of the money at the end?
Yeah, maybe.
Or is she thinking like, I can win this man over. He will fancy me.
I almost hope it's the first one, because the second one's more depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. And the first one kind of is, you can understand it a bit more.
Yeah.
Whereas the second one, you just can't understand that at all. She's hearing it so often, like, other women are more attractive than you. I am not attracted to you.
I would have slept with you if I'd fancied you.
And then he said something to Jade, didn't he? Like, no, Tori's not all that.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
You know, she's not the greatest thing ever. Of course she's not.
I know.
Like, but this is the person that you're saying you want to be with.
I want to have kids with
you. Should be like,
God,
yeah, she's the greatest thing ever to me. Some part of you should be like that, shouldn't they, Omar?
It's madness. And so I was saying to Johnny, what would he have to do in front of her? Would he have to run someone over with his car on purpose? Would he have to, like, sacrifice a human on a pyre? Like, for her to go, this is not a nice guy, what would he have to do? Shoot someone? Because he's done these things either behind her back or in front of her. She's defended him. I want to know, like, what would he have to do for her to go, this is too much.
Mm.
You're not a nice guy. I've just seen you shoot an entire family. Yeah. I've just seen you, like...
Yeah.
Well, they could extend the series and just change the title to Tori Must Quit and see at what, but just have him do increasingly worse things each episode and see what's the breaking point.
Or like, would he...
If she stays to the end, she gets like a million Australian dollars.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like it's an endurance test of like how little somebody can give you for you to think they still are into you.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what's keeping her in it. Because we know how competitive
she is. It's a challenge.
We know how much she wants them to be the best couple, the most superior couple. You know, I said to you, didn't I? She's just got to complete the game.
Yeah.
Which is getting to the end of the program, getting to final bows, getting a deal after that or whatever, because they're a successful maths couple. I don't know.
So somebody asked a question last night at the event, which we didn't actually get to because I think it went to the screening. It was when I was doing my little filler.
Oh yeah.
And they were asking, oh, but would it be better if he had slept if he had slept with her?
Yeah.
And it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because is he just not attracted to her? Or is he playing some sort of power game where he knows she wants him and he's withholding sex? Mm-hmm. Which is more typically the other way around with the woman. Like, when people withhold sex, it's normally the female side sometimes.
Anyway, frigid.
But it's like, but what?
Stop heckling us.
She is a beautiful girl. And I'm just wondering, like, is he that, like, turned off by her that there's no attraction? They're sharing a bed. They're doing other things. Is he just withholding sex because it's a power thing?
Well, this is what you said earlier in the series. But it's gone on so long. Like, how long does that work for?
And is it now become
an awkward... Well, it's still working.
Yeah, well. But has it now become an awkward thing where they could never sleep together because it's been too discussed and too...
Well, so it's going to be anticlimactic.
I don't know. Or does he find the fact she's so into him really repulsive, like, on a... spiritual level.
does he find that such
a put off because she's so, like, you know, some guys like the chase. There's zero chase.
Yeah,
she's sat next to him in bed, she wants to sleep with him
with no clothes on, according to Jade.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And Jade said, if I was getting into bed every night with my partner and I had no clothes on and he showed no interest, that would be it.
Yeah, I'd leave.
And I think it's
Jack's
a fair
eyes
point.
Were like glinting, picturing Jade naked in his bed. It was horrible. God. But in answer to that person's question, no, I don't think that would be better if he just slept with her just for the sake of it.
No.
But the games he's playing are just odd.
Yeah.
Because I would have somebody of his ilk to be just sleeping with her for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the fact he's not, I'm like, what's his end game?
Yeah. There has to be an end point to that. Like, if you're going to remain
he said
a couple.
6 weeks.
Oh my God, yeah.
We've bypassed that. Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I must have... The alarm must have gone on my phone. I thought I'd set a reminder.
That's so funny.
On the honeymoon, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If I haven't slept with you within 6 weeks...
If I haven't given you my penis on a silver platter... And that everyone's forgotten about that. I want to weigh in on the dinner party and be like, excuse me, we've had this 6 weeks.
How many weeks are we at?
You
want to
walk in and ding a glass.
Ding, ding, ding. It's
been six weeks, Mark has
also
happened.
Also, dinner is served.
One of those waiters who always announced dinner is served, he looks like a Pixar character. Do you know who I mean? He's got a beard.
Sort of square.
Actually, no, I know who he looks like. He looks a bit like when... I can't remember if it's when Shrek becomes a man or one of the Disney characters, the Beast becomes a man. Like, very chiseled jaw and big bushy beard and then these big eyes.
Can't really picture him.
Who is it? It's like a cartoon when he comes on.
I can picture him. I still remember. You missed
the guy with the safety pin earring, don't you?
Yeah, from the Maths UK Series 6.
How do you remember?
It was Maths UK, was it?
Yeah, it's UK.
Was it? Omar.
Oh, I think we need on the intervention. One.
That is too much maths trivia to remember. The person who announces dinner from 4 series ago.
When we went out for our anniversary/your birthday meal, we played a good game, didn't we?
Yeah, we were looking back at we were to try and see if we could remember people from Maths Australia Series 5, which we'd started before I started doing any tweeting or anything.
Oh my gosh.
And we were getting into it. And they were like, no, remember this woman? She was like quite voluptuous, big red hair. They kept calling her a bombshell. And Claire was like, I can picture her.
It was such a good game because do you remember Troy?
I didn't watch it that far.
Oh
back.
My God.
Troy was hilarious.
I watched Married at First Sight UK in the olden days when it was like, oh, that was so funny last night, what Mel said. Do you remember? When I said, oh, they used to be more normal looking and now they're all really good looking. She was like, oh, you'll enjoy the next series. And then we were like, what, are they really ugly?
I think later on as well, someone was asking about diversity in terms of women's looks. And she's saying, no, it's really diverse.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, and I said, you've scoured the UK for the ugliest people. I'm like, no, they're just normal people.
I started watched Married at First Sight UK from, like, you know, the 2000s. And then I only started watching the Australian one. I think it was like as recent as like Dominica.
Right.
Much more recent, or maybe one or two before that, but not series 5.
If you got some free time.
No, it's going to come to an end soon, this series, you know.
Anyway, right.
Sorry.
Let's get back to Timothy and Lucinda, which is where this all started, because then And again, for the live event, it was actually turned out to be a really good ending. We saw them kiss at the table.
It was gorgeous.
I mean, it wasn't a hugely passionate kiss, but it was
well,
like,
in Tristan's Tristan! World, that was making out.
Oh, bless him.
It's like, come on.
Yeah.
It was a peck. But there was a lot of feeling behind it.
There was
cute twinkly eyes.
Yeah.
Lucinda talking to camera was tearing up about it.
Yeah. Utterly,
she's like, I gave him a cheeky little kiss on the cheek. And then he leaned in and kissed me on the lips. Oh my gosh, it was gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. Nice. And it's like, I think that's what I mean about everyone gets so het up about like penetrative sex as being like this thing everyone has to tick off their list. You know, it was like golden showers, bondage. Sometimes that speaks more volumes than someone like Lauren and Jono slept together on the first night, fair enough. Mm-hmm. But now they're just sort of mates.
Yeah.
Lucinda and Timothy are building and building and it's getting really cute. And then I could feel the tension in the room.
As soon as his face changed.
The music changed. Yeah. Which
well,
does...
as it said on the audio description, tense music.
I know. So we had the subtitles on last night and it was every time it was like, playful music, tense music.
Hopeful music.
Suspenseful music. And as it turned to Tim like falling in on himself, I could feel the whole room feeling what I was feeling when I watched it the first time because that was my second viewing. Shit, he regrets the kiss. He was walking away and we were all in the room thinking, oh no.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that. He was having like a complete identity crisis of like, who am I? I've been hated and now I'm being liked.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah. And it was the realisation that he could have had it ages ago.
20 years ago.
Well, he said, I've wasted so many years being angry and closed off. I judge everyone else, but I'm the most broken out of everybody.
It's easy to be hated. It's harder to be liked.
That was a really...
He's very insightful sometimes. And some of these people, like, they have their issues, but they're very self-aware.
Yeah.
Like, he's always called himself the Tin Man. Mm. Is Lucinda too much? Is he pulling away? Like, did he regret that kiss? Like, what were those feelings? Why did it suddenly happen then?
Mm. Yeah. I think it was that realization. What have I been doing? I could have had this. I could have had this for, what did he say, 20 years or whatever. And I've spent that length of time closed off to it. And then maybe the feeling behind it was so strong, it made him realize, what have I been doing? I've been closing off from this feeling for so long that there's some regret there now for him. He has to kind of almost acknowledge that he has to let go of that as well.
Yeah.
It's like another loss.
Yeah.
Like, I've lost that period of my life now.
Yeah, true.
So I have to just mourn that a little bit, perhaps.
My fear is it doesn't leave him more open to Lucinda. My fear is he has this wobble and it's too much for it. Like, I want him to then go the next morning, this is the new me. I'm really open to this. I've wasted all this time. You're amazing. You've been so supportive. We had that little kiss. Let's make out. But my fear is that he's got a lot to deal with.
That's it. The problem is, he might do all that in an ideal world, but then a week later, a month later, it's all so new to him.
It implodes.
Yeah. I think it's all too much. It's all good stuff, but it's too much too soon. So I want it to be Lucinda. I think they'll be great mates. They're my favourite, whether they stay together or not, they're my favourite couple ever on any maths.
Close with the sweet Aussies who are still together with kids.
Cam and Jules.
I wasn't as invested in Cam and Jules.
Oh, but they were.
This is much. It's because of the journey with Timothy.
It's a much bigger
thing. That's why Cam and Jules were good on that series, and I like them. They're lovely people and all that. Although I did find it funny when he started crying once. That was funny. You don't remember?
No, not really.
It was like the stress of going to a dinner party or something, and Jules went to him, "Are you all right?" And he just went,
"I don't remember that."
But no, it's the journey with Timothy.
Yeah, it's been huge.
And this is why I say it doesn't really matter to me if they end up together. Because honestly, even if they stay together at Final Vows, I don't... Because it's just too much for Timothy.
Yeah.
It's too big a...
But I don't want him to go away from the experiment and end up with a 25-year-old.
No.
Which I think was what would happen because he'd be famous from the show. Lucinda's so, like, grounded and perfect and brilliant. And my fear is, like, no one's going to match up to that. None of us do. Like, I wish I was like her. And the girls that are going to be single and available and intimate, having seen maths, are going to be the younger girls.
Yeah.
And that's not good for him. That's not going to be I don't think that's going to be a good move.
Yeah, no. I just think their lifestyle's going to be too different for it to actually work outside the experiment.
I know.
In realistic terms.
I want it to work. I don't think it will, but no. I really want it to. And then everyone at the table is like, Mummy and Daddy had a kid, Mama and Papa.
I know, but you know what? Right, I was thinking this. Lucinda's 43, which is basically my age. And I was thinking, sure, it would piss me off something rotten if Tristan kept calling me his mom.
I know.
I would be like, Tristan, you need to back up
on some people that like at least are like 32.
Yeah, but at least Timothy is 50 odd.
I know.
Fine, Lucinda's only 43.
And then Tristan said those old dogs.
Yeah.
And like literally it is our age, Claire.
I know.
And I'd be like, Tristan, you're 4 years younger than me.
But actually he's there like 13 years younger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he is younger.
But I'm still not old enough to be his mum.
No.
So back off on that.
Yeah. The old dogs having their make it out. But it was like, what a sweet moment. Then the drama of maths when he runs off and you're like, what has happened there?
And she went after him as well, didn't she? And kind of
consoled
him. Because he was properly crying when she went and found him. And
she said something gorgeous, like obviously typical of her, when he said, and you've helped me. And she went, nope, it's all been you.
Done
it all yourself. And it was, she turned away as she said it was quite a flippant, it was just
she was like,
thing.
She was reaching for potatoes or something.
It wasn't like, she wasn't trying to get that on camera. She wasn't trying to have that heard. She just quietly said, no, it's all been you, and carried on. I was just like, that is so typical her, not to like take the credit. Obsessed. Well, we asked Mel, didn't we? Because one of the questions was, is Lucinda going to be one of the next experts? A few people, apparently there's been, I haven't seen them, apparently rumours have been going around.
Yeah, I'd heard the one about her being on New Zealand.
Oh,
Lucinda's so good, is she going to end up on the panel? And Mel was like, well, this has been revealed as a fake news. This has been revealed as fake news. But apparently Lucinda's working on some amazing like platform where there'll be like advice and newsletters.
I mean, that is just going to be a massive success for her, isn't it?
Gold.
An online platform.
Yeah.
And I said last night, she hasn't once mentioned that she's a wedding celebrant. Not that we've seen, because obviously, being a wedding celebrant myself, I'm really interested in her career. And we heard, obviously, Ben talk about his podcast. She hasn't really talked about being a wedding celebrant, which in this show would be relevant.
Yeah.
Like, it would be really relevant for her to talk about the other couples.
Mm.
I don't feel like she's been promoting herself, which has worked wonders because people want to know more and they love her.
I don't know if she's going to be doing many weddings anymore. She'll just be doing some, like, she'll have a brand on Shanty Shanty.
Yeah.
And
well, she could charge, like, £5,000 a pop to do a wedding.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Because I charge £600. So she could charge
At Sarah Clark Celebrates on Instagram if you want to get in touch.
She could charge, actually it's £695 to be specific. She could charge like 10 times that and do the occasional one as almost like a guest appearance and then have her platform and have her whole empire.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I mean is she has done the best self-promotion by not mentioning herself once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people want to know more. They're fascinated by her.
You know what her surname is?
No.
Lucinda Light.
Light?
Is that her real life surname? Or has she given herself that surname?
If that was real,
we need to ask the dad. Michael. Is he Michael Light?
No, he's Michael Chuzzlewort.
All right, Dickens. That's the perfect name.
God, if that is not self-chosen, that is amazing.
And Jack is actually Jack Purple. Jack Purple Christmas Ham.
I never know any of their surnames. That's interesting.
You don't, they're like Kylie, although Kylie can't be Kylie anymore because there's two Kylies now. Kylie Jenner.
I never think of Kylie Jenner.
No, but it used to be that Kylie didn't need a surname like Cher, and then Kylie Jenner came along and the Gen Zs would think of Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, but there you go. Every time you've said it, you've said Kylie Jenner. But if you just said Kylie, people would think Kylie.
No. It depends on who you're talking to, I guess.
Yeah, well, you're an old dog, though, isn't it?
I am an old dog. I could be Tristan's grandmother.
Yeah.
So we're coming up to the commitment ceremony. Who's going?
Cassandra and Tristan might go if she writes leave again. But I think he'll still stay.
We've not seen anything happening between them this week, have we?
Yeah, that's
Did
a good
they
shout.
Get a task? From anyone.
Oh yeah, we said in our last episode we were looking forward to seeing if they got one. We didn't.
Well, maybe because one would have been helpful for them, maybe.
Yeah.
I wonder sometimes if things are given and they're just such boring TV, they're not shown.
Yeah.
Because they have to fill these people's weeks. They're there for a week doing like swap week, whatever.
Somebody must have given them a task.
Yeah.
Because they gave one out.
The only thing I can think of now is that when they walked into the dinner party, the expert said, they're walking in, exactly the same as they were last week.
Yeah, they weren't holding hands or anything.
So there's a little breadcrumb of maybe they're going to go.
Mm.
There's no point showing you the task because it was uneventful.
Yeah.
They'd only show you the task if it helped change something.
Or if it went horrendously wrong.
Or if it went horrendously wrong. Yeah. So.
Somewhere in the middle's no good.
What was gratifying was seeing him be like relatively upbeat. I wasn't sure if he'd be really sad this whole week, but he's been like, "Oh, Mama and Papa are having a kid." Yeah. Like he was quite excited.
Maybe they've come to some arrangement of like, "Look, we're both nice people, but it's not going to work romantically," and he's accepted that.
So they might go. Andy and Richie might go.
Yeah.
I think there's two couples there who are.
I think the one we're watching is Andy and Richie.
Yeah,
I think they'll leave.
Until Tuesday, I've been Omar Abid.
I've been Sarah Clark.
I've been Claire Limmer Abid.
And we're going to go and take Sarah to try her first KFC.
Hey!
Have a picnic.
Have a Kit Kat.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.